Today's daf in Masechet Sotah, brought to you from Eretz HaKodesh, is daf Hey, and we're in the middle of the sugya of the problems of Gasut HaRuach, of arrogance and gava. So we got up to Azara LeGasei HaRuach Minayin. Now this is an amazing question, because normally the issue of an Azara is that even though we've seen all of the indications that this is a terrible thing, we're not going to be able to punish you unless HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives a specific Isser Lav. But over here, I mean, are we really talking about a Lav that we should call an Azara? So some learn that the getter of Azara, you see from here, that even though we've been talking about such a person burning in hell, even to punish a person, Latid Lavo, requires an Azara. However, what's interesting is that according to the Smug, this is an actual Azara. And he says that he had a dream in which he had finished the Sefer. He had written up all of the Isurei Lavim. And he went to bed and he had this dream that a voice told him that you left out the main problem. How could you leave out the main problem, which is the Isur of Gaiva? And he said, so then he woke up and he realized the Gemara and Saita says that this is an Azara, mashma, that it's an actual Lav. And so he changed his mind and he listed it as an actual Lav. It's quite amazing. So this is mamish one of the mitzvahs of the Torah, according to the Smag, Ramesh Mikutsi. And in that, of course, he's not following the Rambam's mitzvahs and so on. But nonetheless, he says, this is what it says over here. It says Azara. This really is Pasha Lav in the Torah, according to him. Omar Rova, Omar Zairi. Where is the Mokar? It's from the Posik Shim'u V'ha'azinu Al Tigabohu. Now that's not really a good Posik, because that's from Yirmiyahu. And it means that it would not be an Azara in the Torah. And therefore comes along Reb Nachum by Yitzchak, and he says it's Mihacha, V'rom Lavavcha V'shachachta. It says in the Torah that if you have arrogance, you will end up, as Hashem Elokecha, forgetting. And that is an Isser Lav, because it says, Yishamer Lecha, Pentishkach at Hashem Elokecha. And we know Reb Avin Omer Reb Ilo says, Omer Reb Avin Omer Reb Ilo, Kom Bokom, Shenemar Hishamer Pen Va'al, Eno Ela Lo Taseh. So this is really the technical language of an Azara. Hishamer Lecha. Dorash Rav Avira Zimnin Omer Lo Mishmei De Rav Asi, V'Zimnin Omer Lo Mishmei De Rav Ami, that kol adam sheyesh bo gasut haruach, l'sof mitma'et. People that walk around with gava, in the end, they themselves become small. Shenemar Romu Ma'at, that once a person is up there, Ma'at, then go down and become down. We see this happening very often in the world, that people are on the top of the world, all of a sudden they are Ma'at. And the top of the world, when the more that the person is arrogant, the more we see the fall. Veshema Tomar, maybe you'll say, okay, Ma'at, so he'll be less, but at least he's still around. Yesh lo ba'olam, Talmud lomar ve'enenu, he's gone. But if he's chozer bo, if the person has charata, and he does tshuva, and he realizes that he has to be humchu, as we'll see, ne'esaf bezmano ke'avram avinu, shenem rav ha'himchu, if the person crushes himself, then kakol yivkavtsun, he will be the same as those like Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, where it says, Bakol, Mikol, Kol. Each one of the Ovais is referred to in some element of the word Kol. He will be like them. V'imlav, uchrosh, shibolet, imolu. He will be pop off and wither away like the top of the shibolet. What exactly is meant by the top of the shibolet? So Ravuna and Rav Chisda argue. I'm so sorry that my voice is so rough. I don't know what to do. I'm just losing my voice and speaking slowly because of that. So Chad Amar.
Speaks down. If Rebbe speaks down,
what?
Keeps the voice heading. If Rebbe speaks down and heads the voice down, it strains the vocal cords less. When it goes down high, it's a bigger strain. If Rebbe speaks down, it will last longer. That's what I was taught, and it works.
Chad Amar doesn't work. Kisa Sadeshibalta. So one of them says it means like that. There's this little. It's like they call it the beard that's on the top of the wheat. No, it's talking about the actual stalk of the seeds of the wheat. So Bishlob the Madiomaki Sasa de Shibalta. Hanidiv Kurosh Shibolet. It doesn't say a shibolet, it says Kurosh a shibolet, which is like that little like a brush, like you see on the bottle brush bushes. So this is like a little brush on the top of every one of the stalks. And that actually just falls off by itself with any type of touch or wind. So that's Kurosh HaShibolet. Makes sense. If it means the actual top of the wheat. So why is it called the Rosh HaShibolet? Just call it the Shibolet. Om Revasi V'chintana Devei Rabbi Shmuel. It's a different metaphor. The metaphor over here is Mashal Adam Shinichnas Atoch Sadehu Gavoa Gavoa Umelakit. If a person is going into his field for the harvest, what he sees first that's sticking up on top over the rest of the crop, he cuts that down first. And therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu also, if he sees that person that's sticking up, that's the Rosh HaShibolet, that's the first to go. And then we have another machlokas related to this between Rav Huna and Rav Chisda, which is how do we understand the pasuk ve'et taka ushval ruach, that I am morom v'kadosh yeshkon, even though I live, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, above the world, but I am together with those who are shiflei ruach and who keep themselves low. So Rav Huna and Rav Chisda argue, Chad Omar, et daka means those who are daka are et. So that means that the Shekhinah brings them up to be together with him. V'chad amar ani et daka. And others say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes down to them, but doesn't necessarily lift them up so that their madrega would be higher and suddenly they get to understand things that they're not really ro'i to understand. It's an interesting, the Talmidei of the Baal Shem Tov say that he used to, this is famous in all the Hasidic stories, you know, but that he used to bring by him even people that were Balei Avera, but that were Daka Ushfal Ruach, the lowest people, simplest people. Masha Inkein, if somebody was a big Talmud Chochem, but he was a Baal Gaiva, he would never have them by him. He says, it's like a HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that iti daka, the only ones that come next to me are the ones that are dach, but that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has no room even for the greatest people if they're Balei Gaiva. Mistava commandi omer ani et daka, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, note was miniach kol harimu gvaot, the pashtus is that the Shekhinah comes down to that which is low, because that's what happened on Har Sinai. Kadosh Baruch Hu left all of these enormous mountains and instead was mashu the Shekhinah on Har Sinai, because Har Sinai was so just a hill. V'lo gava Har Sinai l'mala. He didn't bring Har Sinai up. He went down, the Shekhinah went down to Har Sinai, in which case a person who has shiflut, the Shekhinah comes down to him. Omrev Yosef l'olam yomad adam mida'at kano. A person should always learn from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's own way of relating to things. Shari HaKadosh Baruch Hu niach kol harim u'gvaot. We see HaKadosh Baruch Hu did exactly that. He was mashre shchinato al har Sinai. This next piece is not really very mistaber, because it brings a raya from the story of the sneh, and over there the shrat shchina. In the sneh was not because the sneh is namoch, but it's because itama nochi b'tzara, was a completely different limud of the Shechina. Omar Rabbi Elazar, Kol Adam Sheyesh Bo Gasut HaRuach Ru'ui LeGadeu Ke'Ashira. If somebody has that, it's like, just like we said before, that someone who has Gaiva, it's the equivalent of Avodah Zarah. It's actually roi to cut this person down to the roots like an Asherah. Because here it uses the Lashon of Ramei Koma Giduim. And in the mitzvah of how it is that we're supposed to treat Avodah Zarah and the Asherot, it uses the same word, Asherayim Tegadeun, cut them down. Yomar Rabbi Elazar, Kol Adam Sheyesh Bo Gasut HaRuach In Afaro Ninar. Someone who has this arrogance, his dust will not be moved together to get up for Triyas HaMezim. Shnemer HaKitzu V'Ranenu Shochnei Afar. Dwellers in the dust. Right? That you would think it would say, but is that what it says? It says dwellers of dust. What's the difference? If we're talking about people who are simply dead. So they're Shochnei Afar, Be'afar. They live in the dirt, so to speak, die in the dirt. But Shochnei Afar means that even in his lifetime, he becomes a Shachin, he becomes a neighbor to the dust, meaning that he sees himself as being like Anochi Afar Ve'efer. And another mimer of Rabbi Elazar, Kol Adam Sheyesh Bo Gasut HaRuach, Shechina Miyalelet Alav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Shechina, actually cries over him. Shenemar v'gavoa mimerchak yeda. That the gavoa, right now this person is perfectly alive. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees from afar what his end is. And over such a person, he grieves over him. Yeda, that lashon of yeda. Rashi brings a number of examples where we see the Lashon of Yehida is to mourn over, to cry over. Dorash Rabbi Avira Vitema Rabbi Elazar. Bo Ure'e, Shiloki Midat HaKadosh Baruch Hu Midat Basar V'Adam. You're supposed to go in the derech of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, see how different his midas are. Midas Basar V'Adam. When you're talking about the way society works, Govoa Ro'e Et HaGavoa. People that are high-class people view themselves as being the ones on top. They only want to hang out with the people on top. But Ein Gavoa Ro'e Et HaShafel, he doesn't even notice the people around him who are not on his level of society. Walks over them, treats them as dirt. He doesn't see the Shafel. Midat HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the exact opposite. Hu Gavoa Ro'e Et HaShafel. What he sees is dafka the ones who are low. Shenemar ki rom Hashem v'shafal yir'eh. What he sees are those who are low. Om Rav Chista v'yiteba marukva. Kol Adam sheyesh bo gasut haruach. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ein ani v'hu yicholim ladur bo'olam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I cannot live in the same world as this guy, which is quite amazing. Because, as the Mefarshim point out, it says, Ashochein itam betoch tumoisam. So with people who are Baalei Avera, Kadosh Baruch Hu was willing to live in the middle of Tumo with us, like it says by Yom Akipurim. Masha Enke, when it comes to this particular issue, there Kadosh Baruch Hu says, Gvai naim rechav levav ito lo uchal. I simply cannot live with someone like that. This is also a word for the Baal Shem Tov, that the difference is so striking, because all other Tuma, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Dafka says, I'm ready to live betoch Tumotam. So Al Tikri, when we say, Oto lo uchal, don't read that as Oto lo uchal, Ela Ito lo uchal. I can't stand being together with this person in the same world. Some learn that those words are referring to people who speak Lashon Hara. Because the opening of the pasuk, remember, was, Milashni baseter re'ehu oto atzmit. I'm going to cut down the kind of people who talk about their neighbors in private. Omer Rabbi Alexander, Kol Adam sheyesh bo gasut haruach, Another fascinating thing is that the person who is arrogant, afilu ruach kima ocharta, it doesn't take much to shake this person up. Because the truth is that they are a house of cards. There's nothing there. And so the moment that anything appears to be shaky, it shakes him to the core. And therefore it says, harishaim kayam nigrash, that rishayim are like people in the sea that is all agitated. Mayam, sheyesh bo kamer ve'iot. Now you take a look at the sea. I mean, the sea has got an awful lot of water in it. And what does it take for creating resonance that will be full of waves that could spit up sand and all kinds of things? A very light wind, right? All that it takes is a bit of wind and the whole sea begins to ripple and make waves. So imagine an Adam. Well, what does he have? The Adam has a tiny little bit of the sea. Because remember that our blood is essentially the sea from which we evolved, and it brings us the same exact mineral, the same exact pH as the sea itself. It's seawater. So how much do you have left of the sea in you? One revias. And that, if you think that is a revias, it's not going to be easy to get it all shaken up. Imagine halachat kama v'kama. Just think about how much you can be shaken to the core by the slightest kind of wind. As we all know, what does it take to shake a person to the core? Umr b'chia barashi amarab. Nonetheless, a Talmud Chacham, tzarech shiehebo, echad mishmona mishminit. A person is a Talmud Chacham, he has to have at least, it's interesting that there's a question of actually the girsa, because Rashi says that this is the equivalent of an uchla. But the truth is that it's really a kurtov, which is smaller than an uchla. And there's a beautiful, beautiful pshat here from Reuven Margolios. Very, very sweet. So Reuven Margolios points out that Rav, according to the Yerushalmi, Rav, before he became Rav, he used to be the person who was appointed to take care of the Midas. So he was the one who was very, very much a baki in the nature of precisely how much there was in a mida. So because of that, he utilized the smallest mida that he had, and that was the echad mishminis shebishminis. Very, very sweet. But what basically he's trying to say is not a particular amount, but what he's trying to say is that the necessity for there to be some level of acting out as if you have a lot of internal fortitude and think a great deal of the covet of your position, that's a chiyuv for a Talmud Chacham. Why? Because otherwise it will turn out that you won't be able to have any impact on the people that you speak to. Because if you act entirely b'shiflus, they don't understand that shiflus is itself the biggest covet. And so they tend to dismiss what you're saying. This guy, what is he after all? And because of that, you'll end up being unable to have any kind of impact on the world around you. And therefore, you need to have whatever is necessary to be able to be manhig your position. If you're a Rav, if you're a Rosh Yeshiva, you have to be manhig that position. And there's a very sweet pshat by the Yareis Dvash, Rabbi Yonasan Eifshitz. So he says, I think the real explanation is an eighth of an eighth refers to, in the Mizmor of Ashrei Tmimei Derech. So we have every letter of the Aleph Beis in eight different ways, right? So in the eighth letter, which is Chet, there's also eight Chesin, like on every other letter. And so I tell you that it means Chaver Ani L'Kol HaShayir Ucha, that if a person is always noyeg with covered and feeling the depth of this connection to anyone that has Yirat Shamayim, and it doesn't matter to him what his shittas are and what his learning level is, his covered level is. Anybody's asher yirucha, that's the kind of people that I am a friend to. That's very sweet. I wouldn't say it's exactly the pshat, but he says, za pshat amitit. That's the real pshat. Okay? There are others who actually bring in the stories of their own lives that the greatest learning that they ever did were from when they were hanging around to peep with people that were like the lowest of the low. And then just people that would never, nobody would recognize them as being meaningful or special. And his little chabura was meaningful and special because there were people who bedavka weren't stuck up and were only interested in trying to understand. His biggest chidushim and his greatest yata dishmaya was always from those type of chaburas, never from the real fancy people that would be around him. So also beautiful nekuda of how things really work in the world. Now this question of whether it really is an issue that you're supposed to have a bit of gaiva, which is what Rav is saying over here, if he's a Talmud Chochem, says Ravuna Beredu Rav Yeshua, that bit of gaiva is ma'atrale, it gives him a crown. Surprisingly, what is the crown? Kisas l'shibolta, which is the very thing that falls off of the person, is crushed from the person who really is a bal gaiva. So, Omar Rava, let's take a look at the implications of this, because Omar Rava, Bishamta de Itbe, somebody who has gaiva, he should be in a state of nidui. And Bishamta de Letbe, but if he doesn't take on himself an hoga of gaiva in his community that he's responsible for, he should also be Bishamta. Whereas Rav Nachum bar Yitzchak says, nonsense, vomina, vomiksata. You shouldn't have it, and you shouldn't have even a tiny little part of it, which is your eighth of an eighth. Feh, what is that chunk, Barnea? Get it out of here. That was even worse than the Mayim HaMa'orim. Mizuter dechsivbe, what you think it's a small thing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu writes about Gaiva? To Avat Hashem kol gvalev? So, if Shlomo HaMelech is beid, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is nauseated by any level of gvalev. So then it's kedai to, because of the fact that you need to have something for you to be a Talmud Chacham, because of that, you should risk becoming the Tovas Hashem. It's amazing, isn't it? Mamish amazing. I was talking about yesterday, the way in which our value systems differ, you know. We've got all kinds of people running around and being the leaders of morality because of the Tovas to Hashem. They'll attack the gay parade, gay pride parade, anything that has to do with the Lashon Toiva, but the one Toiva that nobody cares about is the Toivas Hashem Kol Gvalev. Then, yeah, okay, that just is a nice homiletic kind of meaning. Whereas this says from Nachum Bar Yitzchak, this is the ultimate reality. Now the question is, of course, is this the correct anaga, what Rav is saying? Because remember, the Rambam Paskins very clearly, like Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak, right? The Rambam says you have to be the Mishnah Ma'od Ma'od Aveshval Ruach. So Ma'od Ma'od Aveshval Ruach means, says the Rambam, you have to be Misrachik La'katsa Shini, and you don't have any kind of gaiva, which means that he's paskening this psak like Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak. And indeed the Shalom brings that Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak, the Rambam paskin like Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak. And the Rambam even brings a Lashon, which is very strange. Maybe he had a different gears in the Gemara. But the Rambam says that the Omru Chachomim Bishamta de Izbe, which is unbelievable, because what Rava said was in context, Bishamta de Izbe and Bishamta de Letbe. Possibly had a different gears, or possibly the Bishamta de Izbe he holds if we don't paskin like Rava, is still true. But in any event, the remarkable thing is that the Shalah himself brings Rav Nachum bar Yitzchak and brings the psak of the Rambam and says that that's the way that a person has to be. And yet, at a different place, he brings that a Talmud Chacham Tzor Sheba Shemini Sheba Shemines. It's mashmar according to him, that's not necessarily a stira to the mimer of the way that you have to be noyeg. So possibly, in order to, in that position, when you're acting out that position, you have to act with it. But it's not that it becomes part of your general persona even. Forget about whether it's part of your actual perception of reality. It could be that there's three dargas. There's the way in which a person is. There's the way in which the person acts. And you'll notice that this is a posik that we say all the time. Tzadik had Adonai b'chol drachav, v'chassid b'chol ma'asav. The drachim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu are the getter of chassidus. The ma'asim are the getter of dafka, not chassidus. Balance, tzadik. There's a difference in how you act out, and there's a difference of how you are internally. Even the acting out cannot be begaiva when it comes to your persona. But when it comes to the necessity of utilizing a particular mida and expressing it as if it's your persona, that's yet a third darga, that you have to actually have some of it. So maybe, in achinami, that's how the Shalah is paskening, that there's three madrigas. Okay. Let's get to this. This is extremely negeah, how it is that you have to act out, especially if chas v'shalom, you're a rabbi or you have some kind of public. Omar Chizkia, ein tvilato shel adam nishmaat, ela imkein mesim libo kevasar. Shenema v'aya midei chodesh b'chodesho, yavo kol basar liyishtachavot, and that is, what is liyishtachavot? You have to come and to put yourself down on the ground in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And what is that referring to? Tishtach Avoya B'Tfila. And it says, Basar. Only Basar can come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it's possible for a person, this is very beautiful, Ali Shur, Revolbo speaks about this. A very, very modern approach. I mean, he was very sensitive to psychological realities. And the way that he explains it is that a person has to recognize their humanity. Barnea, please mute. A person has to recognize their humanity. And that is, even if a person is a shval ruach, he may still not be aware of the depths of what it is to be human and to be filled with these incredible human failures that are built into the actual organism of being human. So there's something else that's required besides stomp shiflus of saying, well, it's no big deal, everything that I have, and all of it comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and nothing of it has to do with me. But he still may not be fully aware of his own fragile humanity, so full of issues. He thinks he's handled all of his issues. He hasn't handled any of his issues. And therefore, he has to remember at all times what it is to be basar. I think it's a very choshev insight into this Gemara. Omer Rebbe Zera, you'll find that b'negia basar, it uses the word nirpa. So throughout the whole parsha of Tzoraz, when it talks about the nirpa hatzarat, it only says it in terms of basar. U'basar ki yebo baroshchin v'nirpa. The basar is nirpa. But every time it uses the word Adam, so negatzrat ki tiyeba Adam, never says that the Adam is cured. You can't cure humans. You can only cure those who have accepted totally what it is that being human implies. So therefore, it says specifically that he recognizes that he's basar. And this is why the Gemara now brings the sense of how physical this is. Omer Rabbi Yochanan, look, the word Adam is basically an acronym. Afer, Dam, Mara, a bunch of garbage, dirt, and blood, and mora, bios. The word buzzer stands for busha, srucha, rima, disgusting, worms. Ika de amre, others say that no, it shouldn't be srucha, because buzzer is spelt with a sin, not with a samach, and srucha is a samach. So it should be sheol, basically the grave, because it's written with a sin and not with a samach. Omer Ravashi, kol adam sheyesh bo gasut haruach lesof nifchat. In the end, this person becomes the lowest. Shenemar vilaseit vilasapachat. Seit is something that is up high. It's nisa. Shenemar al kol ha'arim ha'ramim v'al kol ha'givaot ha'niseot. So the nisaot means that which is up high there. But sapachat is to be reduced to being a tfeila, to being a dependent. Shenemar svachenina elachatakunot lechopat lechem. This was the curse on the Zera of Eli, that they're going to have to beg people, let me be connected to your mishmar. I don't have anything of my own. So that is what happens to the se'et. It becomes a sapachat. On Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, bo re'e, kama gedolim, nimuchei aruach, lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. B'sha'ar shebet HaMikdash kayam. You could bring an ayla. And what if you bring an ayla? You have the schar of a korban ayla. Schar ala biyado. You bring a korban mincha. Schar mincha biyado. Avo mi shedato shefala, somebody who reaches this madriga of having a dea shefela. Ma'al alava katuv kilu ikriv kol ha-korbanot kulam. Shenamar zivchei Elohim ruach nishbara. A person who is broken in his spirit, such a person is the equivalent of kol zivchei Elohim, all of the korbanos that there are. V'lo od, elo she'ein tvilato nimeset, shenemar lev nishbar v'nitke Elohim lo tivze. That a person who comes into tvila with a lev nishbar, Kadosh Baruch Hu will not turn that tvila aside. V'yom Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, kol hasham orchotav b'olam hazeh, zoche v'ro'e b'yishuato shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Somebody who is constantly, this is the yesod of the Besilas Yesharim, that the cheshben ha-nefesh that a person makes, constantly looking over and making an appraisal of how is the way that I'm acting and how is the way that I am proceeding along a derech in life, or chotav is derech. How does it fit the actual mitzvah of the derech Hashem? A person who's constantly doing that, in the end, he is zeicha to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Yeshua. Shenamar v'sam derech er'enu b'yesh Elohim. Somebody who sets down the path that he's walking in, I will show him the Yeshua of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And don't read that just as v'sam. He sets it because the way to set it is v'sham. Sham means like shamai. It's shamaut. It's appraisals. That means that he's constantly, as the Mrs. Sharm explains, he's constantly reviewing and facing up to whether the reality is the way he's imagining it or whether he is inconsistent with the way that he claims to be holy. So all of this is negea, the essence of the interrelationship of Nezirus and Seita, in which the Kalaroya Seita, and the Iker, in which a person is able to avoid any sense of being given over to the Yetzer Hara, is by avoiding any element of Hitnasut. Okay, continues the Mishnah. So Ketzad Mekanela, so he has to say, Omer lo bifnei shnayim, al tedabri imish ploni. The Mishnah makes no sense. Hagufa kasha, understand. First you say that kinui consists of saying in front of two witnesses, don't talk to this guy. Now, I mean, that means that saying, talking with a person is the equivalent of being alone with him. I mean, otherwise, what is don't talk supposed to mean? So dibur is then stira. But then you say that even if she does do that, and she goes and she talks to him, she's completely muteret leveita. She's allowed still to be with her husband. And she's muteret, if she's a Yisraelit married to a Kohen, she's muteret lechol betrumah. which means that talking is irrelevant to the din of Saita. So then you're contradicting yourself. Om Rabbaye, you're right. The Mishnah is actually Chaser. And what you have to do is explain that the Mishnah is not giving you the solution. It's telling you what it is not. So, let's say that the person would have told his wife, do not speak with so-and-so. And she does speak. Now, add in this word. Suppose he tells her, do not speak with so-and-so. And she goes and is alone with him. It still wouldn't make any difference. Because speaking is irrelevant. Then go back to the Lashon of the Mishnah. Adayin muteret leveita, umuteret leachol bitruma. But if he says to her, al tisatri, don't be alone with him. So let's say she would talk with him. This is part of the Mishnah. Would still make no difference. That's the point. The dibra that it says afterwards is dibra after being given a real kinui, which is do not be alone with him. So if you told do not be alone with him, and she was not alone with him, but she was sitting on a park bench and had a 3-hour conversation with him, that's irrelevant. Because talking is not relevant to the kinui, and talking is not relevant to the stira. That's what the Mishnah is trying to point out. So only if he would have said, do not be alone. So then even if she talked, or he said, do not talk, even if she was alone. Either way, the talking is irrelevant. That's what the Mishnah is bringing out. And then only if he said to her, al tisatri imploni, and nichnasai mola beta seita, and she was there, v'shata imokede tuma, then she's asur leveita, v'asur lechol betruma. Now you understand the Mishnah properly. V'imet, choletzet, v'lo mityabemet. Why? Tityabem nami ibume. Why in the world wouldn't she actually be allowed to have Yibum? So now the question is, how could the Gemara ask this if it says Vinitma'a? So Vinitma'a means that it's the, this is what we learned in Yavamis, remember? That when it says in the Pasuk, the Makar for the Isser of a husband taking his wife who actually was Mizana with someone, the Isser is based on the fact that if someone is Megarish his wife, then taking her back, Achare Asher Hutam'a, she is not allowed to go back to her original husband. It's an Isser Lav. So therefore, Achare Asher Hutam'a, Lo Yuchal Ba'ala Rishon, her original husband, is not allowed to take her. And we understand that since it uses the Lashon of Hutama with Vehi Nitma'a by Saita, that there's an Isser Lav on the Saita, even though we don't have clear-cut proof that she was Asura. So if that's the case, then what are we saying? If she was Asura Leba'ala with an Isser Lav, so then why should she be taken to the Yavam if she is considered to be Tum'ah? It's a very interesting Rush who explains that where we have a Nitma'ah without an associated Lav, so even though it says that we don't know what happened, V'hi Nitma'ah, or V'nistra V'lo Nitma'ah, we don't know. Over there doesn't say a Lav. It's only the Lav itself. So therefore, when it comes to the din of the husband, and this is going to be very Nogea in 1 minute, when it comes to the din of the husband himself, we're going to see that there is, she actually is Asura. And the question is, what is the status in terms of a get? He certainly needs to give her a get, right? But even though he needs to give her a get, she is still considered to be, in to some extent, an Isser Erva. But an Isser Erva like a Lav. And it is to Erva like a Lav, the Kedushin is still Chal, and therefore she needs to have an actual get. But what about if she was actually Mizana? Is she Chayevet in Chalitza? So both the Tosfos and the Rosh assume that if she was actually mezana and there was an iser lav, then she would be potter even from chalitza, and that's because it says tuma. And since the Torah told us that an erva is petura from chalitza, that was the entire sugya that we learned in Masechet Yevamot. So therefore, if it compares it to an erva, she would be potter also from chalitza. And therefore, the kasha is, if she's potter from chalitza, so then why would we, the Gemara, be asking that she should be chayevet even in yibum? If she would be a vadai, she would for sure be potter. So if it says utama, so then it's comparing her to the vadai. So what's the meaning? That's why the Rosh explains that there's a different issue. Is there a lotase? The lotase doesn't apply to the suffix. That's the point. Okay, so if this is the case, then the Gemara asks, why can't she be taken here beferish, even to go to a yovam? On Rav Yosef Amakra, how do you ask such a question? It says that if somebody was begarish his wife, because he matzaba ervat davar, so it says, v'yatzal mi beito v'alchava ita le'ish acher. She goes out of his home, and she goes to marry somebody else. But le'ish acher means only somebody who's not associated with this person. Not to the yovam, the lo le'yavam. Because otherwise, it should just say, to go to the acher, so then she shouldn't need chalitza. Why do you say she needs chalitza? If the Torah is saying she can only be with someone else, so then there should be no chalitza either. Omar Le, I don't understand your question. Let's say that the Baal didn't die. Can she walk out without a get? Of course not. Even though she's a surah, she needs a get. So therefore, the same kedushin that demanded a get created also a chiyuv of yibum. So the yibum, we can't be mekayim because the Torah said li'ishacher, but you still need the equivalent of the get to cancel the zika, and therefore she needs chalitza, which is the equivalent of a get for a yavama. But others say that it's not what Rabbi Yosef said. What Rabbi Yosef said, what kind of crazy question is that? The Torah says beferish that a woman who leaves the house yotza mi beito of a man that she was asura on because she was mizana. The Torah says she should leave and go away to somebody else. Why? The lo lister levete. We said before that znut bebeita destroys the house like a worm eating out the sesame, right? So if HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, make sure that this woman never gets into your home again so that you don't destroy your house. So what are we saying? That this should be the way to be bina your house? Asher lo bana et beit achiv? That's what we're saying? On the contrary, this is something that is so ser. And you're going to be saying in the chalitza that she is supposed to say the words, yes, indeed, kacha yes, elayish, asher lo yivne et beit achiv. The guy says just the opposite. I don't want to be soter beit achiv. So how could we do chalitza? Chalitza would be a joke. Now you want even to take her b'yibum. How could you take her b'yibum? Amazing. So if that's the case, you shouldn't marry anybody. I mean, if you're telling me that the Torah is basically telling you that this woman is destructive, don't take her b'yibum even, shouldn't even have chalitza, so then we should say nobody should be allowed to marry her. Why should he destroy his own? And yet it says she can go to somebody else. Omar Le, did we give her to this other guy with chains? Are we forcing the other guy to take her? No. If somebody wants to commit suicide, that's his problem. But over here to say that we should tell the brother that he should take her, that's forcing him to commit suicide. That we're not going to do. But on the other hand, we don't go out of our way to prevent every suicide from jumping. So if this guy wants to jump and marry this woman, that's his big problem. That's not our problem. V'ikidei amre, Others say that what Rabbi Yosef said is another, the third way that Rabbi Yosef is understood. If the Torah calls this guy an Ish Acher, why does it call him an Ish Acher? The same reason that we call Elisha ben Avuya Acher, right? This is somebody who's out of it. He's not like the first husband. The first husband was a mensch. He threw her out of the house. So he's not ben Zugo Shel Rishon. He doesn't measure up to the first husband because the first guy was Motzi Risha'a Mibeito, and this idiot goes and he takes her and he says, oh, perfect, I'll go marry her. So if the Torah has already defined him as a jerk, so now you're going to tell me maybe we should force the Yavam to be Miyabimer? What, are you crazy? And in this version, Abaya Tainet, Elamiata. So let me ask you something. Suppose she marries the second guy and she dies from the second guy without children, and the second guy has a brother. So then that brother shouldn't be Miyabim her either, because you're saying that she's been defined as only the kind of person that would marry her is an Acher. Zakosav Karo O Acher. So we should say the same thing. What? The Yomim should come along and say, I'm Mechuyev and Yibam? What do you think I am, an Acher, like my brother was? Says Rabbi Yosef, okay, but Lemaisa, this woman has ended up being with this husband. The husband dies. She hasn't messed up the house yet, right? So in other words, vis-a-vis her second husband, Gabei Dahai Mia, B'Shem Tov Avikaima. She's been able to rebuild herself, to have a Shem Tov. People don't talk about her as a sota any longer. So in that case, the brother has to relate to the marriage of his brother and not everything that had happened to this woman in her lifetime, so that now she is permanently viewed as an sota, and him taking her as an acher, she was able to reestablish herself. Okay, beautiful. Gentlemen, start your engines. Okay, remember to please allow time, Bezrat Hashem, tomorrow, that we should, after the daf, we should have an opportunity for some divrei siyum on the mesechta that we finished, Baruch Hashem, and use it also as an opportunity to give an introduction to some of the inyanim of Pesach that we should be thinking about. Okay, looking forward to seeing you again. It's always the sad moment in which I have to say goodbye, but we can dream of tomorrow, Bezrat Hashem.
Mo'schitim.
Yes, it is still possible to give those mo'schitim yad li yad. Matan b'seser yichpe af. Lots of good reasons to get that money in time for helping people out for the tzorchei haseder. Okay, Bezrat Hashem, as I said, I'm willing to also transfer the money for you. Kol tov, everyone.
Yes. He uprooted the tree. He was the kind to God Deun, and his name is Gidon. I don't think I ever heard that.
Wow. Wow. That's amazing. That is amazing. And he was the one that really was Mekayim, the ripping things apart in terms of Avodah Zarah also, right? The whole deal.
Specifically in the
Shevas. Yeah, unbelievable. Unbelievable. Wow. Thank you, Pernet.
Never heard it.
No, no, not that I recall. No, beautiful, beautiful. Wow. Okay, fantastic. All right, so we should be zeicha to many, many more such wonderful insights in Chidushim. Thank you, Reb Barnea. Looking forward to see you. And meanwhile, we should also be zeicha to Hoshias Hamecho Vorachas Nachalasecha Ureim V'Naseim Ad Olam, so that tomorrow morning will be a whole new world.